Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
RTE lifestyle journalist Charlotte Ryan has looked into the most fun cities and resorts, which you might not have thought of, and she joins me now. Hello, Charlotte. How are you today?
Hi, Laura. It's great to be on. Thank you very much.
It's great to have you here. Let's get straight into it because I'm sure people are just like, oh my God, give me some sun. We're going to start in a big city. Where and why?
Yes, so we're going to start with Belgrade, which is in Serbia. It's just such a fascinating place. I hadn't really looked into it before this, so this was an amazing excuse for me to look into it, and I'll be booking my flights when I go home today. But it's such a history-rich city, and you know, the former capital of Yugoslavia. What's amazing about here is that nightlife and music played a massive role in the rebellion. So it ended up being in the 90s and early 2000s this hotbed for, you know, tech music, really interesting places. But what has become known for in the last maybe 20 years are the Splavovi, or the Splavs, which are these little houseboats. So the Danube and the Sava rivers interconnect in the city, and along these canals are these houseboats that are all dedicated to a different type of music and different aesthetics, so you can kind of pick and choose where you want to go on the night. But they're meant to be amazing. So that
Sorry,
would be...
are these like mini clubs?
Yeah, they hold about 300 to 500 people. And there's... Yeah, so you have to book. So that's the one thing. You have to book kind of far in advance. You can get the list online. You can just pick and choose whatever music you like or whatever vibe you like. But there's very little entrance fees, so you might have to pay for one drink or two drinks, but otherwise it's really affordable, really accessible. Belgrade, unfortunately, we don't have a direct flight, but it's a short connecting flight, and at the moment it's looking at about 150 return.
Oh,
so,
grand.
Yeah, so doable, you know, and really affordable elsewhere. You know, the typical, we looked at kind of the price for a cup of coffee in each of these places. So
love this.
Yes, so at the moment it's averaging around €2.30.
Where would you be going?
I know, yeah.
€150 return flights and €2.30 for a coffee.
Exactly.
And free entry to some of these clubs. Jeez, sign me up.
I know.
So that is Belgrade in Serbia is the first one. But let's move over to Copenhagen. It's a bit more well known to people, but it screams Legoland to me. Is there more to it?
There is. I mean, it's very trendy at the moment. It's a big place for fashion lovers. It's really important for food and drink. But it has a really thriving nightlife scene, and also just a really interesting, diverse arts and culture scene that kind of, they all intersect. So the big place is the Tivoli Gardens, which is a 19th century amusement park that has been transformed into this really beautiful, open, interesting venue that has, you know, amusements and gardens, but also music venues, and they have incredible things. So they have a long list of events coming up. There's also Frikan Kristania, which is the really famous bohemian commune, essentially this big thriving part of Copenhagen that was founded in the 70s, which has become this kind of autonomous region within the city. So people go there for all sorts of hippie bohemian ways of life, but they also have a beautiful and amazing nightlife scene. Part of that, one of the really famous popular events, is something called Science and Cocktails, which happens every second Tuesday. Yes, this is very up my alley. This is amazing. If you can think of it, it's science presentations that are given by volunteers, but they're experts in their field. But then you have mixologists who are making bespoke, interesting cocktails, and it's all part of the community, which is just a lovely thing to think of.
Oh my God, what else should you be doing on a Tuesday?
I know.
I love that.
And then there's also these amazing DJ nights and club nights. One of them is called Culture Box. It's really, really well known for its sound system if you're a tech snob. And then Rusk is another really popular one. People like Post Malone have played there. So really, I mean, once you know where to look, it's more than just, you know, pastries and fashion girlies in Copenhagen.
Well, you've broke down a lot for us there. And more importantly, give us the price of a coffee. What's going on?
Oh, yes, of course. So it's averaging around €5.77, which is on the pricier end. But yeah. This is Copenhagen, you know, so.
Fair enough.
It's very pretty. It'll be very aesthetic coffee.
Okay, that's kind of what you're looking for. It's kind of on our level here now as well. Let's talk about Budapest, because look, I know this has been huge with backpackers, but is there more than just the hostel experience for anybody else?
So much more. Again, a really history rich city, really fascinating. There's so many things you could occupy yourself with just for the weekend, but one of the things that come up a lot when you think of alternative nightlife are the ruling bars in Budapest. So these are essentially, these are abandoned buildings. So to be honest, it makes me think of, it's an excellent model for us in Dublin now and other parts of the country where we have a lot of vacant lots. So in the 7th district in Budapest, it was the Jewish quarter. And after World War II, they were all deported and the area fell into ruin. But there were beautiful big buildings. So a crowd essentially took them over and converted it into a place called Zimpla Kurt, which is, I think, the first ruin bar. And it's this labyrinthine, big, sprawling, multi-use space where there's, you know, bars and dance floors and markets. You know, there's live music concerts 3 times a week. It's just unbelievable. But the way to do it is other places have essentially following in their footsteps. So now you can do a ruin bar crawl. So you can hit up a few and just, again, it's kind of like the Splavs. Everywhere has their own version of it. So what a way to spend the evening, you know?
Honestly, and there's no entry fee for those ones, is there?
No, nothing. And then also then in the daytime, you can go and detox at the thermal spas. They're really famous ones. There's the one that I think people may have seen is called Széchenyi. It's this big, beautiful Baroque building with, you know, an outdoor thermal spa. But then you can also go to a sparty, which is a party in a thermal spa. So, you know, combine the two. So there's loads there.
That is so fun. So it is. There's loads to do during the day and at night, and it's very rich in culture. Give us the price of the coffee there. How are we selling this one?
Pure bargain. It's $2.48.
There we go now. Yeah. And isn't there's direct flights as well?
There is, yeah. So at the moment, they're averaging around $170 return for, you know, June, but that's midsummer. So go. Okay. Also, the great thing about the room bars is they're not weather dependent. You can just go inside, you can come outside, and, you know, you can go at any time of the year.
Okay, great. That sounds fantastic. Sounds very cultural as well, let's be honest. So let's get away from that. If we want hard party spots, where are we going, Charlotte?
There's really only one place. It's Hvar in Croatia. It is the party capital of this beautiful country. It is very popular. So this is for people who really want, you know, that real, true clubbing experience, because it's not, I don't think it's for the faint-hearted. So again, this is where clubs go all night long. You have these bars that open very early in the morning where you can go and you can have your coffee and read your paper if that's for some reason what you came to Hvar to do. I'm not, no judgment, but why are you doing that here? And then in the afternoon, they pivot to beach bars. So they have incredible beaches. So this is actually a great place if you're, let's say you're going on a girls trip or with your siblings or friends and you want a mix of both. People can go to the hardcore bars that open at 2 p.m. or 4 p.m. or the other ones can go to the beach and lounge.
Oh, lovely.
And, you know, so it's really beautiful. But one of the main popular ones is a place called Carpe Diem, and they have a bar lounge which is very, you know, relaxed, well, comparatively more relaxed. And then in the evening it becomes a beach club, and that goes until about 5 a.m. So you're talking long days.
Yeah.
If you go
long
here.
Days. But also when you're going on holidays, you're kind of jam-packing everything into it, aren't
totally,
you?
Totally, yeah. And you have enough things to keep you occupied. So, you know, it's always about the second and third location when you're out on the town. You'll have plenty of choice.
Plenty of choice. And when you're getting up in the morning to read your paper and get your coffee, what price are we pricing that coffee at?
It's the same as Budapest. It's $2.48.
There we go.
Yeah, so.
That's a nice, nice price. Okay, Europride is happening 4 years late.
Yes.
Give it to me. When and where?
So this is a big European Pride festival, essentially, and it's taking place in Thessaloniki in Greece this year. It was due to happen in 2020, and it was a really big deal for them to be able to host it. So then along came COVID, and that, you know, put the kibosh on that. But it's running this year from the 21st to the 29th of June and culminating in this big, beautiful parade. And over the course of that week and a half, there's going to be amazing events from, you know, workshops and film screenings to proper club nights and concerts. So again, if you were to pick a time to go to this part of Greece, because there are so many other places you could go and they're all extremely popular in the summer, this could be a great place for LGBT travellers. It'd be very welcoming. That's a really important thing. Lots of appreciation there. I think you could be safe, the knowledge that you would be safe, and just great vibes.
And also, I don't want to hike the prices up, but the flights seem pretty okay right now for mid-June.
Yeah, they're not too bad. So they're 180 return, which for this part of Greece and this time of the year, it's unbelievable. Yeah, the coffee is a bit pricey. It's one.
Okay. You know, it's $4.44,
which is a lot.
But look, it, if you're heading over for Euro Pride, there's going to be so much joy and so much fun. So you'll sacrifice the price for coffee being nearly 4.50.
Absolutely.
What about if somebody wanted to stay a little bit closer to home? You know, you want to get out of the country, but you don't want to go too far. Where are we heading?
So there's loads of places in the UK, but the one that jumped out to me was Manchester. Again, it's such an important location for music lovers. You know, we have Oasis, we have the 1975, we have Stone Roses, we have all these people who came from this amazing, really interesting city anyway. But this year, they're really investing into their music venues. So if you were looking for somewhere that was less clubbing nightlife but was a bit more music appreciation nightlife, mm-hmm. I think Manchester would be a good show because it has both. So this year they have so many events happening, big events. So the big one is Co-op Live, which is heavily endorsed by Harry Styles, but it's going to have people like The Killers, Smashing Pumpkins, Olivia Rodrigo playing all through the year. It opens this big beautiful venue, an amazing collective of organisers, but that begins in April. There's also Beyond the Music, which runs from the 9th to the 12th of October. Again, a big multidisciplinary music festival. They have the new Aviva Studios, which is a huge venue, fabulous event space. Janelle Monáe will be there. And then on the clubbing nightclub side of things, you know, go big or go home. They have this amazing place called the Warehouse Project, which is a converted railway station, and it has the capacity to hold 10,000 people.
Oh my God.
Yes. So really interesting. And then if you want something a bit more relaxed, they have really, really interesting bars. They have a place called NQ64, which is a gaming themed bar. And then they have a place called DNA VR, which is a virtual reality themed bar. So much here. So much to keep you going.
Something for everyone in Manchester, and a very cheap flight as well, because they're only coming in at like £35.
Which is crazy. And that's consistent. That's, you know, that's not just for now. That's a pretty good price. And the coffee isn't too bad too. It's £3.76. So
there we go. That's all right.
Yeah.
Under the €4 mark, we
Absolutely.
Can take. Charlotte, thank you so much for that. That was RTÉ lifestyle journalist Charlotte Ryan with her top tips for a short break with all your mates.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.